Hello, everybody. Hello. Hey, people I know. Thank you for being here. You guys feel free to sit in that back row and just judge from afar. We're going to go ahead and start the show. Do you guys know what to do? You guys know what to do? Okay.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called Stab.
Woo! Welcome to Stab, everyone. Are you ready to meet your contestants? All right, coming to the stage first, we got Johnny Taylor. Johnny Taylor. He's here.
Roughly 24.
Yes. Jamie Fernandez. And over there by the door for some reason, Jesse Jones. Yeah. All right, guys. Welcome to the show. Wait. That's enough. That's enough of that. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey there.
And girl.
Hey.
I can... It's affectionately, hey. Guys. Don't hey. Don't be feminist on me. overtly feminist.
Here we go.
We're starting it off misogynistic. Do you...
Hello?
Is it... There we go. Professional comedian.
Thanks.
I'm sorry. I don't know why it...
It's usually on.
Yeah, it is usually. I'm sorry.
Fuck you guys.
I mean...
I've got my hands full.
Johnny Troubleshooter Taylor.
There you go. Really, really good to be here.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, John.
Hey, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to say your name like this. Johnny Taylor. Okay, right?
Okay.
That's how I said it. And then I'm going to play it back for you.
Johnny Taylor.
Okay. Here's what it sounds like backwards.
Really?
Ooh.
It's my sweet Satan.
Okay, could you... I'm going to let you hear that one more time, and then I want you to mock it back to me in a second. So,
okay.
All right, so here's your name backwards.
Really?
You got it?
Yeah.
Really?
You
got
it?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a new segment. You ready?
Yeah.
Earliest Nievermashes.
Okay. We're going to hear. All right, here's how it sounded when he said it.
Earliest Nievermashes.
Okay.
I think that's pretty close, you guys.
Let's hear that backwards.
The Lord.
Let's hear that backwards. See if it sounds like Johnny Taylor.
It kind of did sound like it. It kind of did.
Not bad.
That's kind of sound like
isn't it. That fucking weird?
I
think we should make that a part of the
I
show.
I feel very flush right now.
I have a friend named Dan Shabalo. Remember that name, Dan Shabalo. But I've memorized it's Wally Abish Nad, right? So are you ready? I'm going to try Wally Abish Nad. Okay, ready?
It sounded Nordic.
Wally Abish Nad.
Dan Shabalo.
Dan Shabalo.
Wow, that's incredible.
Thank you very much.
Stuff backwards going forward sounds...
Isn't it weird?
It's the same thing. It's weird.
It's satanic.
I love it.
Do you want to try it, Jamie?
Sure.
Have we... Okay, Jamie.
I feel like mine would be kind of hard.
Why? Hey. Don't be racist.
Hello. All right. Go ahead and say your name right now.
Jamie Fernandez.
Okay, we're going to play that back.
Jamie Fernandez.
Got it?
Do it one more time.
Got it?
Okay, I'll try.
And here we go.
All right.
Save the bananas?
All right.
Save the Bananas.
Jesse Jones, you got to do this. This is too fun. I don't even want to do the show anymore. We should just do a whole show of how many phrases we can
I
do backwards.
I think we are.
Okay.
I think that's what's happening now.
All right, and go ahead.
Jesse Jones.
Very good.
Jesse Jones.
Snort the fudge.
I'm going to let you listen to it one more time.
Okay. Actually, yeah, I'm just gonna say what we decided it sounds like.
Okay. Hold on a second. Go ahead.
Snort the fudge.
Snort the fudge.
It's all Jesse Jones.
Yeah. It's like Jeffrey Jones.
Jones.
Is there a winner? Because I won that round.
Oh,
I think you did.
Won
yeah.
That, yeah.
Johnny Taylor, the winner of
Thank you.
Backwards.
Yeah.
Wacky up, backwards.
Wacky backwards.
I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. This first segment is called This Was Today Once. We do it all the time. It is not a new segment like the one you just heard. This Was Today Once. Jamie Fernandez, we're going to go with you second. Johnny Taylor. Johnny Taylor, on this date, 2007, OneTwoGo Airlines Flight 269 carrying 128 crew and passengers crashes in Thailand, killing 89 people. You know what else? On this very date, 1963, Richard Marx, American singer, songwriter, producer, was made into a baby. How did you celebrate in regards to these events?
All right. Well, I celebrate tragedies the way all of my heroes have. Just like Ice Cube, I pour one out for my 89 dead Thai homies. But I make sure it's like Tiger or Singa instead of the traditional 8-Ball or St. Ides. You know, because they're Thai. I also celebrate the lives of the 39 survivors by toasting a Thai iced tea to them. I'm very proud I was able to work Ice Cube and iced tea into this prompt. I celebrate Richard Marx's birthday the same way I celebrate my own, listening to It Don't Mean Nothing on repeat for 23 hours and 56 minutes straight, and then I end the day with one play of Hold On to the Night.
He goes, hold on to the night. Ben Rice, come
hold
sing
on
for us.
To the memories.
There we go. We don't need Ben Rice. We got a guy with a beard.
That's a word that's been said so many times.
Ben Rice getting abused. All right. Jamie Fernandez, it's your turn.
Is it?
On this date, 1620, pilgrims set sail from England on the Mayflower. Also on this date, 2013, Patsy Swayze, American dancer and choreographer, stopped living. How about these things, Patsy Swayze?
How about these things? That was your prompt. How about that?
How about it?
How about that indeed, John? You know, as a... as a white female, I have to say that I don't really know what pilgrims or the Mayflower is. I'm not really up to date on anything historical. Those words to me sound like ugly indie bands with fans who I used to flick pencil erasers at in high school, so I couldn't follow any of it. And this is my least favorite one. And as far as Patrick Swayze dying goes, I mean, I knew about that already, and I'd gotten over it, so I feel like bringing it up at this point is just sort of cruel and a little futile. So that's all I got.
Oh, okay. I mean,
Kitten's got claws.
It was Patsy Swayze, though.
I know.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. I didn't get that. Subtlety.
That was the joke.
Wait. There were jokes in that?
Oh, fuck, just kidding.
I'm kidding. We're mean to each other. It's fine.
It's too real.
We both got fired from the same place. I mean, I quit. Jesse Jones.
Yes.
Today is International Day for the Preservation of the Ozone Layer. Congratulations. I don't know if you knew that.
Sure.
You know what else? I know I don't need to tell you this, but on this very date, 1981, Fan Bing Bing, Chinese actress, singer, and producer was born. Huh?
Come on, Jesse.
Come on, Jesse.
I'm gonna.
All right.
Well, as fans of my political screamo band, ice cap blowtorch are keenly aware. I am a long-standing opponent of the ozone layer. Since I was a child, all I've heard is how important it is and how much danger it's in and on and on. I think it's been coddled for far too long, as far as I'm concerned. And as I said in the title track of Ice Cap Blowtorch's third album, Bang the Sky Hole. Rather have no zone than some weak bitch ozone. Feel like I've grown as a lyricist since then, but I think the meaning still remains true. So last week I went to Denio's to stock up on as many gently used spray paint cans as I get my hands on in preparation for my 18th annual Paint the Sky aerosol can emptying party.
It's really unnecessary.
Can someone shut JoJo up, please?
Across that.
if you can't wait till the next episode to hear JoJo, just listen to this episode.
Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, the party's still going on without me while I'm here doing my stab duty. I've got a custom designed can discharger going while I'm away, which basically consists of 24 cans squeezed between a pair of 2x4s that I've strapped together with bungee cords. The other part of today's festivities were somewhat confusing to me, since I just assumed all baby girls born in China were just immediately thrown under the same eternal flame that's been raging for centuries, fueled entirely by unwanted female children. So I assume when you said fan Bing Bing that you must have meant the Bing Bing fan, which we all know is housed at the Smithsonian National Zoological Park's panda exhibit. Which they used to cool all of their sweaty, endangered pandas, and was named after Bing Bing, the first panda that the park received from China. And I mean, good for them. I don't hate pandas or anything. I'm not a monster.
This was Today Once. This is Stab without sound effects. All right. This next segment, fan favorite, top 5 Google searches of... Please provide the top 5 Google searches of white privilege. That's right. If white privilege were a person or existed, kidding. If white privilege were, if white privilege were a person, what would its top 5 Google searches be? We'll do one at a time. We're going to start with John Knee Taylor.
John Knee Taylor. My first Google search is, what is white privilege?
Okay. Jamie?
Alternate spellings of Brayden.
Getting a feeling Johnny's and mine might be somewhat parallel.
Uh-oh. Great minds.
Jeeves, what am I all about?
I like that.
Johnny?
Why do people get stressed out by the cops? They always seem so nice.
Jemmy.
John Ross comedy.
Oh, it's a privilege.
Jeeves.
Say that, Jeeves.
Philosophical question. If I don't know that I exist, do I actually exist?
Oh, I see. I see
what you've done. Why is Nicki Minaj mad at Taylor Swift?
Oh my God. What is quinoa?
I've Googled that. Yeah.
Jeeves. Should I ask my black friend about me?
Oh, sorry.
follow-up question. Does my driver qualify as a friend?
Why is Nicki Minaj mad at Miley Cyrus?
Top vacation hotspots, long-haired dash hound.
Jeeves. How many times do I need to poke a police officer in the chest before he has to answer my question?
And the fifth of five.
Oh my God.
She's coming.
Johnny Taylor.
Who is Nicki Minaj?
Police Academy application, how long till cop?
Now, Jeeves, if you would, please take all those questions and plug them into the Google machine for me. There's a good lad.
Very good. That was top five Google searches of... That's a good one. Did you have another one, Johnny?
No.
Did you?
No.
Right. That moves us to our third of five categories tonight. We're halfway through. This next segment, it's a global phenomenon among our listeners. This next segment's called Reorganization. Woo-hoo! Yeah. Please take these existing acronyms, reimagine them. What do they now stand for? Who or what do they now represent? Your acronym, YWCA. YWCA. Johnny Taylor, what does YWCA stand for?
What's the original one stand for?
Young Women's
White Chicks Association.
Young Women's Christian Association.
Oh, Christians. Yeah. Ooh, gross. I'm going to say YWCA is You Won't Call Again. And it's the new slogan for International Threat to Kill a Telemarketer Day. Just an acronym.
I like that. It's just an acronym.
It's just an acronym for
it. Just following the prompt.
Yeah. No bigs.
Jamie.
Mine are kind of weird. WICA. It's Yvonne's Wedding Cake Administration now, where Yvonne Harper's Best Girlfriends from College Facebook vote on the best wedding cake for her fall wedding that is, as she assures, absolutely still happening.
Very good. Nice use of Yvonne.
Well, I found that YWCA actually represents a dedicated, hard-working, but heart-wrenchingly sad group of researchers known as Yippee! We cured Alzheimer's! Their meetings begin with a unanimous exclamation, Yippee! We cured Alzheimer's! Soon followed by nervous stares around the room at faces that no one seems to recognize.
Oh, here.
Then angry shouts demanding these strangers tell them who they are and what's going on. Until someone finally notices the writing on the whiteboard and they all shout again in unison, Yippee! We cured Alzheimer's!
That was reorganization. Yes, you can clap for it. Guys, this show is still called Stab. People standing outside, come on in. They're gone. Just chase them down, Ben. This next segment, the fourth of five segments, god damn. I'm a man.
This next segment.
Listen, I've been living in my car for a day. That's what happens. Not having to talk to anybody. All right. This next segment is called Movie Makeup. Here are some movie titles that I made up. Please give a synopsis based off the provided titles with the cast. Why not? You probably forgot to do that. Everyone.
Don't fucking count me
everyone
out,
always
bro.
Does. Everyone always does. And I'm just, it hurts. Johnny Taylor, the name of the movie title you were given was The 33 Funktown Chronicles Diary. The 33 Funktown Chronicles Diary. What's that about?
The 33 Funktown Chronicles diary is a redundantly named biopic of former NBA legend Chocolate Thunder Daryl Dawkins. Directed by John Singleton and starring Kevin Hart standing on Kevin Hart's stand-in. The 33 Funktown Chronicles diary takes you from Daryl Dawkins' birth on the planet Funktown, where he was born to a virgin mother of two. Daryl's brother, King of Kings Jesus Christ, played by Dog the Bounty Hunter, in a role that's already receiving Oscar buzz. Soon he would transport to Earth on a basketball-shaped unicorn, where he would take over the NBA, do hella cocaine, and die way too young. But older than most people thought he would. The only way to see this motion picture is on a hacked Amazon Fire device.
Very good, Johnny Taylor. Yeah. Jamie Fernandez, you're in the middle, and you're going now. The name of your movie makeup is Paleo Pedicure Prejudice.
Paleo Pedicure Prejudice. Right?
Yes.
From Touchstone, Tristone, and Warner Brothers and Pixar comes this provocative documentary from the creators of Mermaid Meat Markets of Korea. And what the fuck does love have to do with it? About the underground lives of middle to upper class, overly attractive, health conscious white girls who have to deal every day with the snarky comments from less attractive women. I was standing in line to buy my paleo macro Rubbermaid infused orange slice with water-soaked asparagus bites made without air, and this fat girl behind me with a hat, like scoffed at me when she walked by. Follow the hardships of Kelsey, Kimmy, Crystal, Kat, and Kirsten as they deal with the horrors like coworkers leaving passive-aggressive Facebook comments that subtly suggest they're sluts to black checkout girls at Home Depot being openly jealous of their hair. This fall, prepare your heartstrings to be pulled in the most disgustingly insignificant ways with Paleo.
Very good. Paleo.
Paleo Pedicure Prejudice. Very good.
Jesse, you're at the end there.
I am.
I have one for you. Had one for you.
Cool.
I still have one for you. You know, I have two for you, actually. Oh. But we'll go with one right now. The name of your movie makeup is Blessed Be the Barnyard.
Uh-huh.
Blessed.
I took it as blessed. All right. Guided by a starlight sent by Jehovah, the one true dog. Three wise sheep find that Mary the camel and Joseph the ass have found no room at the stable, and somebody forgot to turn their notifications off before the show.
Getting an IM.
Somebody's blowing up John Rawl.
How's that even possible? What is that? I don't understand.
I'm just talking. John, we're on a show together.
No, I'm not even on the internet. Oh, how about that?
That is a miracle. Tying into my tale better than I thought it was.
There we are. All right. Jesse Jones, please continue or start over, whatever you want.
Whichever.
Right.
So yeah. They have found no room at the stable and are forced into the harsh, unforgiving confines of the local inn, where Mary gives birth to a child, Jesus, the Lamb of Dog. Simultaneously earnest, devout, and outrageously blasphemous, this misguided animated retelling of the story of the New Testament, using anthropomorphic animals in place of the well-known Bible characters, has divided and confused faithful viewers around the world. For example, it's unclear if the filmmakers intended malice when they chose to depict Jesus' Jewish followers as pigs, or if it was simply meant to reinforce just how serious it was that they should avoid eating pork products. Stories portrayed in this adaptation. Those are all both weird pronunciations of two words that are very normal. The stories portrayed in this adaptation keep very faithful to their source material, which makes the extended Passion of the Christ-style beating that the Jesus Lamb takes at the hooves and horns of the Roman bull soldiers all that much more difficult to watch. It's also unclear if, after pushing away the rock at the opening of his tomb after the third day, if Jesus' resurrection as a rabbit is somehow meant to tie the animal's connection to Easter in some sensical way. Blessed be the barnyard. Rated R. I'm just going to leave it there.
Okay, all right. Very good. That was movie makeup. This is still Stab. There's people walking by. Come on in. You can, all right, never mind. Treat her, treat your lady.
Like, those people are having a seance.
we should light candles. All right, this next segment is called Location, Location, Location. You've all been given businesses to start in shitty locations. Make us want to come to them. Johnny Taylor, you're a yoga instructor in a town populated with people who have no arms or legs.
That's right. Namaste. And welcome to the yoga mat, a place we named after our unique clientele. Here at the yoga mat, we realize that you move just about as well as the yoga mats that you'll be flopping around on. Because of this, we have the finest instructors in Just Lay There Yoga. Just Lay There Yoga is a revolutionary new style of yoga that crippled people have been using since the dawn of time without even knowing it. Not to be confused with, I'll just be here for now since I really can't move yoga, that was popularized in the 80s. Just Lay There Yoga takes into account all the other annoying nuances of being a lame person, but also trying to be trendy. A basic day at the yoga mat consists of starting 20 minutes late to accommodate the special vans and handlers that are needed just to get your ass in the building. At this point, you'll be placed on the mat and just try to lay there for an hour without dying while we listen to Ravi Shankar. We also realize that a big part of yoga is having a hot instructor touch your body inappropriately under the guise of helping you pose. But since you probably can't pose anyways, our instructors will just stop by and molest you, provided you're cute enough in the face. Every class ends with corpse pose, which is our students' favorite. Come in soon for our 30 days for $30 deal.
Very good, Johnny Taylor. That was really good. I like that one. Good. Jamie Fernandez.
Yes, sir.
Newly fired Jamie Fernandez.
Hurts so real.
Sorry.
Wait, what did you say? I didn't even hear you.
Newly fired.
Oh.
Okay. She got fired. I quit before.
You would have gotten fired.
It sounds like they've got two openings. Do you know if they're hiring?
Yeah, if anyone...
I didn't get fired.
What's that?
I didn't get fired.
Oh, you didn't?
I just left and I didn't come back.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sounds like fired. you said two openings earlier. All right.
It's actually
Jamie,
three.
Here's your location.
Yes.
Your place of business in a weird location. A bikini shop in a town populated by grandmas only.
Grandma's only bikini shop.
Yep. Sophomore.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Hey. Come on down to Jamie's old bitch bikini bungalow, where healthy grannies and old bitches of all sizes can choose from a variety of old bitch swimwear. Boobs down to your bean? No problem. And... At the Old Mitch Bikini Bungalow, we have bikini tops so big you can fit your old bitch boobs and at least two of your least favorite grandkids. Cellulite so cheesy you could use it in your famous baked ziti? No worries. At the Old Bitch Bikini Bungalow, our bottoms are so wide you can fill them twice over with your passive-aggressive comments you make about your 13-year-old granddaughter's weight gain. Does your husband Larry like it hairy? Come around the back of the bungalow and check out the Old Bitch Wax Factory, where you can wax your bean clean and give Larry an old bitch bikini dream at the Old Bitch Bikini Bungalow.
You'd be very good.
Fucking MC Ren over here.
Very good.
Very good. Good stuff.
Jesse Jones, this is the last one of this show. We're going to do another show afterwards. Please stay. Please, God, stay. Jesse Jones, you run a chain of schools that teach people Spanish in Texahoma, Tucky. All right. I don't think you heard that. Texahoma, Tucky. Teaching Spanish. Because they don't like it there. Okay. There we go. Okay.
I get what you did there.
Yeah. Thank you.
Some people's going to tell you that Spanish ain't an easy language to just pick up and fling around. Well, let me tell you something. I call them people El Bullshito. Hear that? I just gained them some bitches what for in bilingual speak. And I don't mean that in a gay way. Shit, man. Learning Spanish talks so easy at Cooter Lee Mudflap's House of Speaking Foreigner. You might just want to pistol whip yourself when you start hearing the crazy shit coming out of your mouth. Here at Cooter Lee's, we teach you three steps to being understood by them yip-yappers. Step one. Add L to shit. That's their main fucking word. Use the shit out of that thing before everything. L this and L that. Wear the fuck out of that word and you're already halfway there. Step the second. Add O to the end of shit. I mean, fuck, man, you already saw that shit in action when I called El Bullshito on some motherfuckers. You show me just one fucking word in their bullshit made-up gobbledygook language that don't end with an O, and you can teach these fucking classes yourself, professor. Then sometimes, no matter how good you got steps one and two down, you might have to find yourself having trouble being understood. You might have to add a little accent to your L's and O's. That's where a third step in this program come in. Fucking yelling! They know what the fuck you're saying. Sometimes you just got to turn the volume up on that sumbitch to get anything done. El comprendio! Come on down to Cooter Lee Mudflap's House of Speaking Foreigner for all your foreigner speaking needs. And how about this for a fucking deal? You and a friend sign up for any of my Spanish classes and I'll throw in, free of charge, today only, my most popular course to date. Intro to Asian Ching Chong. Now that's one hell of a El Dilo.
Very good. This edition of Stab is over. One more time for Johnny Taylor, Jamie Fernandez, Jesse Jones. Very good. Stab's team. We'll be right back.